right, all right. It's been a minute, but we're going to jump right back into this. And the title of this one is Dominate, 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 Dominate. And I said it four times for a reason. And each dominate represents something. So, let's start with the first one. Space. Second one, time. Third, energy and matter. Yes, those four elements, four things, whatever you want to call it, were here before man got here. It's here now, and it's going to be here after we're gone. And those four elements, those four things, are here for you to dominate. It is waiting on a mind to tell it what to do. So when you are telling space, time, energy, and matter what to do, you are in order in how you were created. You were not created for those four elements to tell you what to do. When you are in order, when you are in line, the blessing, it flows on you. The anointing is on you. And that is how you were designed. And you have no option but to operate like that. Now, if it's the other way around, if those four elements are telling you what to do, then you operate under the curse. You were not created for space, time, energy, and matter to tell you what to do. We were created in the image of the Creator. And He has not given us, but made us with all the authority, with all the power to run those four things. And as you probably heard in some of my other speakings, you have to be in your right environment. I don't know if I clarified the environment the last time, but our environment is the kingdom of the Creator. That is your environment, and you become a product of your environment. Now, if you choose not to be in the kingdom of the Creator, then you are in the kingdom of this world. Therefore, you are getting a different type of knowledge. That knowledge is natural knowledge. We were not created for natural knowledge. We were created for revelation knowledge. Number three is experience. You experience the knowledge that you receive. Four is your beliefs. You believe what you experience. Five is your values. You value what your beliefs. Six is your choices. You always choose what you value. And seven is action. You will always act out what you choose. You see, you should never let, and this is something that you will have to experience and let it grow on you. When you begin to understand who you are and the weapons you got, then you will begin to dominate, 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 dominate. Let me give you an example. We were not created to meditate on the problem. We are only designed to concentrate, to meditate on the answer. The answer was here first, and the answer will be here in the end, not the problem. So anytime you have a problem with anything, it's what you meditate on is what you become. One of the weapons that you have is imagination. Did you know that you have eight types of imagination? Eight. And I'm going to start with number eight. And that is memory. Memory, imagination. Seven is dreams, dream imagination. Six is emotions. Five is Come on, come on, come on. 5 is strategic. 4 is, come on, number 4. 4 is empathy. 3 is fantasy. 2 is intellectual. And number 1 is effectivity. I might need to polish up on that one right there. But those are 8 weapons that you have to dominate. And that's just your imagination. When you begin to discover who you are, you will begin to become the person that you were created and made to be. Another example, do you know your conscious mind is the one that allows what you have to enter into your subconscious mind? Whatever you want to become, those are the only words that you should let enter your subconscious mind. So whatever you want to become, you make a conscious decision on, hey, I want to become this. And when you accept that in your conscious mind, it goes to the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind only know how to do one thing, and that is to regurgitate what's in it. Let me give you an example, another example of one of the weapons that I use on how that operates. Check this out. 12 enormous continuous streams of income flow to me, through me, and to whomever receive it after it goes through me. I constantly repeat that, not just sometime, but all the time. And watch, as you continue to listen to me, you are going to hear that what I say is going to materialize, because we have dominion over space, time, energy, and matter. So whatever it is, again, I told you I came from smoking cocaine, rocks, whatever you want to call it, it's PCP, marijuana, and alcohol. Those were my biggest challenges. But I never gave those issues, those obstacles, dominance over me. In my subconscious mind, I knew I was going to overcome it. And that's what I'm doing now. It's been 21 years. And I'm still telling and demanding space, time, energy, and matter what to do. Not going to go further than that. I'm going to stop right there. But out of all this, again, dominate, 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 dominate. Catch up with you next time. King James, I'm out.